USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
More bad news on the economic front. America's economy contracted more than analysts had expected during the year's first quarter. The U.S. Commerce Department just releasing a report that shows GDP shrank by 4.8% in the year's first 3 months, but analysts were expecting a drop of 3.5%. In any case, it's the first negative GDP reading since a 1.1% decline in the first quarter of 2014. Hopeful news from President Trump, who said last evening that experts believe the worst days of the pandemic are behind us here in the United States, and that businesses and workers will be in pretty good shape thanks to massive government stimulus packages. He said the economy will be back very quickly, and he cheered efforts in some states to start reopening. And this is USA Radio News.
This is a pandemic survival alert, and the most time-sensitive messages you will hear this year. You still have time to plant a one-acre crisis garden and secure a supply of your own nutrient-dense food. But time is running out, and it's one deadline you don't want to miss. Who should plant a crisis garden? Individuals, families, churches, communities, anyone or any group that sees hard times ahead. Let's face it, even the mainline media is talking about food supply disruptions and the growing number of grocery store workers who are becoming sick. But there's more. Meatpacking plants are closing, mile-long lines at food pantries, and more farmers now in financial trouble. The truth is, growing nutrient-dense vegetables this summer may be the single most important thing you do. Go to SurvivalSeedBank.com and watch the new video to understand what we're really up against. Get free bonus seeds, special quarantine reports, too. Don't wait. Every minute counts. Go to SurvivalSeedBank.com. That's SurvivalSeedBank.com.